What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So much gratitude on how strong their commitment is to the team now and to the future, doing what was necessary to secure their critical next step in the road back to RFK, how much it means to the team, the community. Man, that's really cool. So I was super pumped for him and for all the members and the limited partners that are with him. A lot of gratitude for how strong he's shown that support for us. I'm looking forward to see the updates in the building, but yesterday's news, that's a really big deal.
I want it that way. See how I can carry a tune, baby? Yeah, little Backstreet Boys on demand for you. See, that's why AMAC's the best. Not because of the how he jumped when I put a thumb in the back of his neck and surprised the hell out of him. I got to be careful the way I say that because people will take it wrong. But because I talked about Luka Doncic not taking me out to lunch when he was in Vegas, a half a mile away at the Sphere, to watch the Backstreet Boys. He rolls a little Dan Quinn on RFK, you know, the stuff we're supposed to be talking about. And then, under that, I mean, arguably the most famous, right, Backstreet Boys tune?
Yeah, I think so. I always get them and NSYNC mixed up. Like, their hits and NSYNC, they're kind of like...
Well, there was, like, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and 98 Degrees. Do you remember them?
No.
You don't remember them?
No.
Wow. Look them up. Look them up.
No, thank you.
What? Look them up!
NSYNC and Backstreet Boys sound like enough boy band, early 2000s boy band that I don't need anymore.
Hey.
They fill that void.
That was when music was good.
Honestly, I'm surprised because that's after 2000.
See? You should never be surprised by anything that I say. Because you never know what I'm going to say. You never, ever, ever know. All right, you heard Dan Quinn, obviously, talking about going back to RFK. Listen, it's not official 100% yet, but it is an expected formality based on somebody that I talked to earlier today at practice, right? Duh. Of course, that the vote in mid-September is going to go through, and as it did on Friday. So we had the public hearing. We had the team hearing. $3.7 billion deal, everybody knows. Upward of $1 billion, I guess, is what they're saying. And more than $1 billion in tax breaks for the football team. Nine in favor, three opposed. The Commanders agreed to guarantee more union jobs on the project to help them out, to back basically local trade unions, hospitality, service unions, all of that. So I guess, look, I'm not smart enough to know what a lot of that means. I mean, I know some of what it means, but I'm not an expert in that. We all know what this project means, and we all know what this vote meant. And now that you have it by affirmative 9-3, look, I mean, could people change their mind? Of course. Yes. Absolutely. They could do more research. They could do more stuff. Something can happen. But it is expected to be a mere formality. And we know, as we have said from minute one, moment one, this was important for the revitalization of that part of Washington, D.C., that parcel of land, that neighborhood, and what it would bring, an entertainment district. The Commanders are shifting their practice to Foxborough and Gillette Stadium this week. They'll fly up there tomorrow and practice on Wednesday and play on Friday night. If you walk out of Gillette Stadium, right, the big arched exit, if for those of you that have seen games at Gillette, and I assume that's many of you, if not all of you, if you walk out that and you walk up a huge set of stairs, one huge set of stairs, not easy to get up when there's ice, I'll tell you that, as I found out during the Army-Navy game. I didn't fall, but I almost did. But if you climb up these huge stairs right outside of the stadium, you walk into a shopping, entertainment, and hospitality nirvana. Right there. It's an entire entertainment village. Restaurants, bars, high-end shopping, medium shopping, medium level, I guess. Maybe low-end. I don't know if there was a Dollar Tree. I'm not sure. I didn't see that. Movie theater, simulated golf stuff. I mean, they got everything right outside of Gillette Stadium. You do not have to get in your car. You do not have to sit in traffic. You do not have to do anything other than literally walk up a very, very, very large set of stairs. Now, I'm sure they have some sort of handicap act. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's legal or illegal to not. But the point being is, that's what you should expect to see at the new RFK. What you should also expect to see, they say, in addition to the entertainment district, is affordable housing. There's percentages and whatnot that, you know, get worked into that. We're not dealing with that right now. Hotels. They say hotels. I don't know if it's going to be one hotel, two hotels, but they're saying hotels. Also, an enhanced sports and recreation area. You know, the fields at RFK right now, they'll all be revitalized and rebuilt, I believe, and so on and so forth, and fixed. You will see, obviously, parking garage, probably more than one, I think. I think it's two. And a possible grocery store. The question for me is whether that's Harris Teeter, Giant, Amazon Fresh. I don't know. Safeway? Not sure. But it's being listed as a possible grocery store. Now, one thing we should let you know, that when the stadium opens in 2030, all of this stuff won't be built. It's going to take several years to probably up to 10 years, maybe even longer than that, to get everything built the way they want. The Commanders are essentially the master developer, right? They don't own the land, but they are operating as if they do. And then, of course, they bring in revenue, or the stores, the shops, the restaurants, whatever, bring in revenue 360 days a year, maybe more. Now, all of that revenue doesn't go to the Commanders. Obviously, some of it goes to D.C. And, of course, those that lease or rent or however that gets done. But that place is not just for 12 days a year or 16 days a year if you include a couple of concerts. They had the weekend over at Northwest Stadium this weekend. Sold out show from what I'm what I was told. They will have more concerts because there'll be a translucent roof. They will have soccer games. They will have SummerSlam, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, whatever. They'll have maybe an NHL All-Star game, maybe an NBA All-Star game. They'll have all sorts of soccer games. We mentioned soccer, college football games, right? This venue is going to be much more than just Commanders. It is going to be essentially, think about it this way, the Wharf in football. Right? The Wharf, major entertainment and football. So what you see out of the Wharf basically transferred over, or not that the Wharf is going anywhere, but what you see out of the Wharf, that's the kind of feel, look, and whatever that you're going to probably see. I don't know that for sure, but that's what I'm thinking. Next to a football stadium that, again, hosts 30, maybe more events per year. Maybe it's more. But the other, if it's 30 events per year, football, concerts, wrestling, all-star games, soccer games, whatever. If it's 30, let's just say 30 events a year. Wow, we're spending all this money. And what are we going to do the other 325 days out of the year? Well, okay, dummy. Wake up. It's 2025. We don't just build football stadiums anymore. We build entertainment and hospitality extravaganzas. That's what we do. And if you're not aware of that, then you're sleeping under a rock. You think it's the 1970s still. Probably like most of those bean-counting economists who I wouldn't trust if you could throw them against the wall. They all suck. That's what you do. You build a destination location that people want to come to. Now, am I dumb enough to think that everybody's just going to flock down to that hospitality village every night, all day, nonstop, during non-football season? No. No, I'm not. I'm sure there are going to be plenty of businesses, restaurants, what have you, that go in and out of business. Kind of like what we've seen here in the Navy Yard, right? And that is not just people not milling around. That's also the cost of rent, right? Think about it. In the Navy Yard, on the way to Nationals Park, Buffalo Wild Wings and the Big Stick, both within, I don't know, a couple hundred feet of each other, separated by M Street and the Metro, both closed this offseason. But from what I understand, had nothing to do with the amount of people coming and going, because they had plenty of business, or they had enough business. My understanding is, because they didn't own those buildings, they were renting, they were leasing. The lease, the rent, what have you, went sky high. And they said, can't do it anymore. We can't do that business. And they shut down. That is going to happen. So inevitably, like, I don't know, 10 years from now, when we're having this conversation, God willing, we're all alive, people are going to be like, ah, see, nobody's going there. Blah, 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 blah. Well, that'll be up to the Commanders and Washington, D.C. and the government to keep those costs like prudent enough and low enough so that tenants can survive. snowy Tuesday nights when there's nothing going on, and stretches of the summer where Taylor Swift is not here, or major event on top of major event is not here. That's what it's going to be all about. And as far as the money that the team is outlaying, I mean, first of all, DC will get their money and then some. I mean, that's nothing. One-ish, $1.1 billion, that's nothing. That's nothing to do a project like this. Regardless of what they say, that's nothing. The team will make their money back by obviously fans flocking to a 65,000-seat venue and buying hot dogs and beers and concessions and jerseys and this and that and whatever. But they'll also make their money because they're going to charge premium seat licenses, PSLs. And they're going to charge you, essentially, the way PSLs have been done is largely they're going to charge you for the right to buy a seat. Not to pay for the seat. Not to whatever. But I'm telling you, I think Mark Klaus is pretty smart. Very smart. If Mark Klaus is as smart as I think he is, they're going to find a way to say, yes, guys, we need you to pay $750, $1,500, $2,000, $2,500, whatever it is, for the PSL. But we are going to give you this in exchange for that, so that we can make our money back on the investment multifold, but also you don't feel that you are just spending $2,000 or $1,500 or $2,500 or $5,000, whatever the price, whatever the tiering, whatever the structure is, and getting nothing out of it. We're going to give you free food. We're going to give you free parking. We're going to give you free preseason games, whatever the situation might be. We're going to give you free concert tickets. And I'm not saying they are going to do this, but that's how they should do this. If they want this to be successful, they cannot gouge your eyes out, because otherwise it will be unsuccessful, at least from a entertainment and hospitality village standpoint. And then, obviously, the football team has to do its part on the field, because here's one thing we know. You can have all the shiny new stadiums, all the bells and whistles, all that you want. All the RFKs, all the video montages, all of that you want. If the product sucks, eventually, nobody's going to go. Eventually, people are going to say, nah, not for me, dog, not at those prices. So, there's a lot to consider here. But I am really happy that the vote went through. It was expected. I don't know if it was expected at a 9-3 clip. I believe the second vote will go through. That is expected as well. I can't guarantee it, but that is expected as well. And then once that goes through, as long as the president doesn't somehow derail it with executive powers or some sort of weird fiasco that we weren't expecting or weren't aware of happens, and there wasn't like corruption or whatever, then you're getting your stadium back at home, back in D.C., and that's great. One thing you're not getting is your old name. I don't think we need to go there, but that's one thing you're not getting. On the Team 980, we're live on the radio. It is the Rooster on the radio, back from Vegas, where I will tell you coming up shortly how much I lost gambling in Vegas. It was a doozy. We'll do that coming up on the Team 980, also streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not surprised. I'm glad he's here, and I do love coaching him, Nicky. So, I've tried to avoid judging it. You know, I can't be in his spots. I recognize the players are trying to set themselves and their families up, so I try not to put myself into that spot. It's too easy to say, man, if I had that much, I'd be this or that, and so I don't go there. I try to support him, you know, as best I can. But we don't discuss the finance part of things. That's the partnership with Adam and I. You know, where's our strengths? How do we work together? And many things we do together. This is not one of them.
It's a very mature and, as usual, classy response from head coach Dan Quinn. Try and stay away from that. You know, like Adam and I are together all the time. We watch practice together. We're constantly meeting. Constantly discussing, I try and stay out of that. And then Dan Quinn was also talking about, over the weekend, about how he deals with Terry McLaurin now that the trade request has been made. I love coaching him. But you try and stay away from that. And you know what? There are a lot of people that understand that. And then there are a lot of people that don't understand that. And what I mean by that is, you know, when somebody's going through something, whether it be a contract or a work firing or a release or whatever, good, bad, whatever, when somebody has a death in the family, when somebody's sick, not everybody wants to talk and hug it out and answer questions about that, right? So when DQ sees Terry McLaurin, the way they can be not only coach and wide receiver, but the way they can be friendly or friends even is, hey, man, we have a mutual understanding. I know you've got business to take care of. That's Adam's division. That's not me. I love you as a person. I love you as a player. I love to coach with you. I hope that continues. But let's talk about life. You got married. Whatever. And I think that's such a savvy understanding of people that Dan Quinn has. I truly believe I have it. Not everybody has it, though. Everybody thinks, hey, man, you're going through a really, really hard time. What's going on? What are the details? You know? And sometimes they're trying to help you, and sometimes they're just nosy, and they want to know. They want to be in the loop. So a lot of times I might miss the opportunity to get an answer from somebody, but it's out of deference to, hey, man, I give you your space. I want mine. That's how I operate. I appreciate your concern, but I don't want to talk about it 24/7. I want to be your mentor, your friend, your coach, whatever the case might be, just for that. Not because you're going through a hard time or even a good time. I think that's so important in dealing with people. That Dan Quinn gets, that a lot of people don't get. And that's part of the reason, I think, why Dan Quinn is enormously popular with his players. That doesn't mean he's not going to piss somebody off or somebody's going to be annoyed at some point. That doesn't mean that. That doesn't mean that he's a pushover. Certainly does not mean that. But there is a way that you deal with people that is hard to pinpoint. And from before he even got here, I knew DQ had it. And I now know more that he not only has it, but he masters it. And that's important. That's important. Because Terry McLaurin's situation is officially getting tricky. It was on the back burner, simmering. Now it's starting to boil on the front burner. And I wonder from you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, has the pot boiled over? Have you turned your back in any sort of way on Terry McLaurin? Answer that for me. I'll give you my thoughts on that next. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, streaming live there, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us. All right, so the Commanders done with practice until Wednesday, just outside of Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, where they will have a joint practice with the New England Patriots and then play the Patriots inside Gillette Stadium on Friday night in the preseason opener. Meanwhile, in college football, the Texas Longhorns and the Ohio State Buckeyes, the defending national champions, all topping the preseason coaches poll, which is out the top 25. Again, Texas number one, Steve Sarkisian, with 28 first-place votes. Ohio State number two with 20. Penn State number three. Georgia and then Notre Dame rounding out the top five. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Eagles back to the NFL, and Saquon Barkley is saying that he was shocked that he did not accept that he did not accept President Donald Trump's invitation to serve on the Council of Sports, and that he was shocked his team was mentioned, or his name was mentioned. He said, a couple of months ago, it was brought to my team about the council, so I'm not really too familiar about it. I felt like I am going to be super busy, so I felt it was probably not of my best interest. I was definitely a little shocked when my name was mentioned. I'm assuming it's something great, so I appreciate it, but I was a little shocked when my name was mentioned. Okay, so there you go, Saquon Barkley. And the Nationals off of the three-game sweep by the Milwaukee Brewers and another current five-game losing streak. Take today off. At least they can't lose, boys and girls. They're back home tomorrow night at Nationals Park against the Athletics. And that's what's trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ring, 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 huh? Tyler, the Creator. I'm surprised he didn't have a Lil. Lil Tyler, the Creator. I mean, it's just a prerequisite, right?
Why does everyone have to have a little?
I mean, AMAC, you get so mad at me when I bust on musicians, whatever, that have to have a Lil in front of their names.
I don't get mad at you.
You get annoyed.
I expect more.
You expect more. Okay. Well, I wouldn't expect more if I was you. I wouldn't expect more. Here's what I expected. When I went to Las Vegas, I expected to lose some money. AMAC, you thought I lost, what, $1,000?
Yeah, it was a rough guess.
Cowboy B, did you think about a guess or no? Probably not, right? He's so locked in on his job that he's not even paying attention to what the goober on the other side of the glass is saying.
He said $750.
$750, okay, and 4 days in Vegas. Now, you guys both know that I did not go on vacation, correct?
No, you went on vacation.
I did not go on vacation.
Like, stop
it. Take umbrage with that. I did not go on vacation.
Okay. So wait, when you go to Vegas for a frat trip, that's not vacation. But when I have to take off to do a show, that's a three-day vacation. That's what I'm hearing?
Rocky Pinnock thought I lost 50 cents. I'm just gonna keep going.
No. Let's stay here for a second. If I go on vacation, if I take 3-day weekends, you took a vacation.
I don't think it works that way.
Using your logic.
I don't think it works that way. My guy Navy Mo is upset at me. He said an hour into the show, I was still talking about my weekend. Yeah. I'm sprinkling in some anecdotes, some things from the weekend. I started talking about Terry McLaurin 3 minutes into the show. I can't talk Terry McLaurin for 3 hours a day, guys. It's boring. It just is. But anyway, somebody said 50 cents. Rocky Pinnick said 50 cents. Anybody else? Anyone? Before I tell you, Jonathan Jones, the veteran corner, he of formerly the New England Patriots, in his first camp here, will join us, not now, coming up shortly, 3 o'clock. 3:02, let's just say. Jonathan Jones coming up in just a little bit. I forgot to mention that we had an interview with him, caught up with him after practice today. It's only about four and a half minutes, so it's quick, pretty effective. He's a good talker. Like him a lot based on what I've seen so far on the field. We'll talk about practice, obviously, and what I saw and all of that stuff. But here's what I lost. 4 days in Vegas. Ye of little faith, AMAC. Ye of little faith and belief, Cowboy B. Rocky Pinnick was closest to the hole. He guessed I lost 50 cents in Vegas. The real answer, you want the truth?
Zero.
You can't handle the truth! Oh, sorry. Again, a few good men. A big, fat bagel! Not a penny lost.
Did you not gamble?
Because I did not gamble.
What is it? That's entrapment. Like, you can't ask us how much did you lose insinuating that you gambled and then say ye of little faith. You tricked us.
I didn't trick you. I just said how much did I lose gambling.
Yes, now you guys, for all our audience, you didn't ask, annoyed.
You didn't respect. Ask that question.
I asked you how much did you gamble. You said you didn't want to tell me.
Oh, that's right. You did. I mean, it would have been a dead giveaway if I said, well, I didn't gamble at all, AMAC. It would be a pretty lame question for me to ask. I wanted to see the faith-o-meter that you had in me.
I mean,
to which you had none. You thought I was a big fat loser. And no, that I came down $1,000 short.
No, I think you just had a lot of money. That's all. You had a but like most people go to Vegas with a budget to blow on specifically gambling.
Okay.
Unless you have a gambling problem. I didn't think you had that. Mm-hmm. Just thought you were like, okay, I'm going to Vegas. It's a week. Like for me, when I go to Vegas, I don't really have anything to do because I don't gamble. So I figure most normal people, because that's what you do in Vegas, it's your gamble. If you don't gamble, you have nothing else to do.
That's not true. You can go out to eat at any number of great restaurants. You can go to shows. You can go to concerts. You can walk around. You can go to Red Rock Canyon. You can go to the Hoover Dam. You can go on Ferris wheels and sky carts. You can do plenty.
Okay, correction. There's not much to do. The predominant thing to do in
yes.
Vegas is to gamble.
I would agree with you on that.
All the attractions, yes. That's where everybody points you to.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. So you don't gamble at all?
No.
Not even here, like sports gambling or anything like that?
I bet Danny $1.
Ooh.
And I think that was the last time I gambled in years.
You sound like me with my dollar gambling bets on FanDuel.
Yeah.
Which I hardly even touch. I'm always like, oh, yeah, I should probably put down a bet. And then I look, my last bet was 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I literally did not gamble for 1 second. I walked in a couple of casinos, Harrah's, Wynn. The hotel we stayed at, smartly, I mean, remember, it's Phi Sigma Kappa. It's a national fraternity. There are plenty of older men that are alum and contributors to the fraternity and wonderful people. But where there's a bunch of 20-year-old young bucks running around, so they specifically chose a hotel that did not have a casino. And it's a good thing because you would have never been able to get anybody out of there. So we didn't have a casino in the hotel. Not at all. It was just a straight-up, standard stay at the hotel. There was a bar. There was a good restaurant. All that. That's it. You had to actually go to the Strip or somewhere else to gamble. Even when I went there. Just, I don't have a lot of interest in it. I work too damn hard for the little money that I have.
Yeah, I would say that I hate losing $100 more than I make, like making $100.
Yeah. I mean, I will gamble occasionally. Again, on a sportsbook app, on my phone, or on my computer. I will do that on sports. I do get the itch every once in a while. I do not get the itch to go to a $5 minimum roulette wheel table and spend $60 if that's even still around anymore. I don't even know it. At these casinos, like, it seems like the minimum bets are like $25 a spin. I mean, if you told me, hey man, sit at the roulette wheel, $5 minimum, and see how you do. See if you can last an hour. I know my luck. I would be out $60 probably in the first 2 minutes. And that would drive me insane. I'm not about throwing my money away. Sorry. Because that's what you're doing. Here's the problem with Vegas. The problem with Vegas is this. People used to, I was talking about this with somebody today at Command Land. Somebody influential. I'll just leave it at that. And they said they used to live in Vegas for a little while back in the early 90s, right? And you used to be able to go and gamble, right? And, you know, some people lost 20, some people lost 100, some people lost whatever. But you could eat a full dinner for like $3 at these casinos. Like, and I'm not talking about like a side order of French fries or a side order of ketchup. I'm talking about like a dinner, steak, baked potato, what have you, vegetable, bread, whatever. Because they wanted you to spend all of your money on gambling. That's where they wanted the money to go. So they were willing to give you free cocktails if you gambled, free cigs if you gambled, cheap-ass dinners, even nice cheap-ass dinners if you gambled. That's where they wanted the money. Then they figured, oh, wait a second. You mean we can charge $40 a dinner? In some places more. Lots of places more. $10, $12 for a cocktail? And $20, $25, $30 for parking? And people will still come and gamble? Yeah. Yeah, they figured that one out pretty quickly. They figured out a way to gouge you at every step. And I love Las Vegas. It's where my son was born. It's where the Capitals won the Stanley Cup that I was so fortunate enough to be there for. I love Vegas. I love the night lights, or the lights, the energy, the nightlife. You know, just kind of the special feel, right? But I don't love losing my money. And if that makes me a loser, then so be it. I just don't love losing my money. So I literally walked away after 4 days in Vegas. Airport, hotels, Strip, this, that. It literally walked away. Zero bets, $0 won. More importantly, $0 lost. Does that make me a zero? Or does that make me, very smart? Very smart. I think it's the latter. You would probably say that makes me a zero. I think I'm very smart. I think that's why you listen to this radio show, because you know I'm the smartest man on planet Earth. I figure things out before the rest of you Nimrods. Did I say that out loud? Before the rest of you lovely people figure things out. On the Team 980, we are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Jonathan Jones, veteran corner, formerly of the New England Patriots, now of the Washington Commanders, on his return to Foxborough and what he's teaching the Young Bucks coming up just after 3. We'll get back to the phones. Tyler in Richmond, hang on. We'll get to you right away in just a moment on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. You are really mixing it up today there, Ant Major.
Terrible wink. Yeah. I think Mr. Steal Your Girl is now off.
We don't have video wink around here, so nobody can take video
well,
of
I'm
me.
I'm letting them know.
Oh, okay. All right. It is an audio industry, no doubt about it, at least for this show it is. Welcome back, everybody. As we approach 3 o'clock, Jonathan Jones, again, from the Washington Commanders. Former New England Patriot coming up in just a wee little bit, and then we'll get into some other stuff after that. But first, we go to Tyler in Richmond. Next up, Tyler, sorry I got stuck telling stories about a trip to Vegas, and I made you wait on hold. I apologize. How are you?
Hey, no problem. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I don't know if you remember me, but you and I have had conversations on social media before. But I was calling about the McLaurin situation.
Mm-hmm.
By all means, I'm not pushing the panic button just yet, because I think the trade request is just leverage for a long-term contract extension, i.e. TJ Watt,
yep.
Miles Garrett.
Yeah, I agree. Now, listen, but again, here's the problem. As I explained earlier, right, some people will take that literally and say, okay, fine. You want a trade request? I'll trade you to, you know, I mean, you would say Buffalo or Green Bay, two of the worst weather places, but they're two Super Bowl contenders, so it's not really cool to say that. I'll trade you to, you know, wherever, to a bad team. New Orleans, I use the example. Jacksonville, I used that example earlier, right? Places people don't want to really go because they don't think they have chances to win. So Terry's got to be careful, even though I agree with you, it's a leverage thing, it's a ploy, it's not real, in my opinion. It's just motivated at trying to wake them up and trying to see if he can scare them a little bit.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't think this team really wants to trade him. I think what he's doing is trying to scare them.
So who wins ultimately in this game of chicken? Meaning, if I said to you, if I said to you September 7th, is he in uniform? Is he not in uniform? The season opener.
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine on that one.
Well, I said earlier, I do think he will be in uniform. I do think he, Micah Parsons, I think they will solve it. I don't have a lot of reason, like specific reasons or guaranteed information on that, but I think they will solve it. So I understand that. Tyler, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you. Sorry for making you wait, but I appreciate you getting in. We will get to Mark in Baltimore on the other side. We will get to anybody else that calls in. I think I just lost somebody. I think it was – who was it?
It was a while ago.
That dropped off. I forget who. But anyway, we will get to more of your calls. Jonathan Jones, new cornerback for the Washington Commanders, former New England Patriot corner and Super Bowl champion and winner. Coming up next, just a short conversation with me after practice, I should say, earlier today in Command Land. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. On your radio, all throughout the DMV, on the Team 980, it is Russell on the radio. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.